Gone are the days where we would read Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill to find guidance for our lives, to develop ourselves. Now we've moved on. We've stepped it up a bit. We are now turning to books such as Harry Potter. And I don't have anything against Harry Potter. I'm sure it's a great read. But now we're turning to such books to try and gain and extract life lessons and guidance for our lives. From books which are literally fairy tales, we are turning to them to try and find guidance for our real lives. That's the situation we find ourselves in today as a community, as a society, as a civilization, that we are so desperate for guidance, we are looking everywhere. Wherever we can find guidance, we will take it. Yet, we are not willing to turn to the revelation of God, which itself claims is a guidance for humanity. What's going on? I mean, seriously, now look, let's get real here, yeah? One of the greatest miracles, no doubt, obviously, a miracle of the Quran we are all aware of is the Arabic language, its language. It was revealed over 1400 years ago to the Arabs who were known for their language. They had mastered the language. They were the masters of it. The Arabic language was at its peak. And at that time, the Quran came down in the Arabic and it just blew their minds. It was one of the greatest miracles for them, its language, its recitation. However, we don't live in those times, but we don't need to, because the miracles of the Quran are not limited to its language. One of the greatest miracles of the Quran, I would argue, is in its timeless message, in its life-changing message, something we can benefit from today too, something we can engage with and appreciate even today, and we will continue to do. But we are not doing that. We are not turning to the Quran and studying it in that way. Look, you can be an atheist, you can be an agnostic, you don't have to believe the Quran is divine. Fine. But at the very least, why not engage with the Quran and take it as a serious piece of literature? A book which has shaped and changed the world that we live in. A book that was, I would say, was the bedrock, the foundation of the flourishing, the golden age of Islam in Islamic Spain and all of the amazing achievements that were made. You know, a book that's influenced Muslims and non-Muslims over the centuries. A book that's followed by one of the greatest religions on the face of this earth. Why don't we take that book seriously? A book which itself claims its guidance for us, as I mentioned already. Why not just read it? Why not just study it? Is it that we're afraid? Are we afraid that if we were to read this book, that we would come across things which make us consider our own position? That may mean that we'd have to change our ways? That we'd have to stop self-worship and submit to the Creator of the heavens and the earth? That we'd have to acknowledge God? Are we afraid of that? And if we're not afraid of that, then why don't we engage? Now, I know there are some people, unfortunately, that have been told so many negative things about Islam that they don't even get the opportunity to pick up the Quran and read it, right? And for those people, I encourage them, remove the baggage, put all of the negative stuff aside and just engage with the Quran and see what it has to offer for you. And I guarantee anyone that picks it up and honestly, objectively, sincerely studies it, right? You don't have to believe it's from the divine, just read it and see what it says to you. And I guarantee you, it will change your life. It will impact you in a great and profound way. But for that to happen, you have to pick it up and you have to read it. Right, and I encourage you to do this. Now, what I'm planning on doing, hopefully, maybe I will do videos going on every so often where I share some verses from the Quran with you and just to see what positive benefits it has, those verses have for us, what lessons they have for us, what gems they have for us in the times that we live in today. Right, but for now, let me know your thoughts below in the questions or in the comments section. Make sure to subscribe, click the notification button. Until next time, take care.